2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
All the winter weather has given the Great Salt Lake a much-needed boost, and more is coming.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more on Utah's Water Watch. Adam?
Amanda, the Great Salt Lake has risen 2 feet from all this winter weather when, according to the Great Salt Lake Collaborative, it only rose a foot all of last year. And the active weather pattern we've been seeing the past couple of days is just going to continue.
It's going to be more showery in nature. We'll have got some showers that are lifting northward right now. Looks like we'll have some more perhaps late morning and then as we get into the afternoon.
As National Weather Service Senior Meteorologist Monica Traphagen, the chance of rain and maybe some snow lasts all the way through today into tomorrow, but then Friday, we have a very good chance of valley snow as temperatures fall to the upper 30s, which is at least 20 degrees below normal for this time of year. Reporting live in Salt Lake City, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL is teaming up with other media organizations, education groups, and stakeholders all year long as part of that Great Salt Lake Collaborative. You can find more of our reporting online and learn more about how you can help at GreatSaltLakeNews.org.
Firefighters are on the scene right now in Orem after a house caught fire this morning. KSL-TV's Tamara Viafanua is on the scene and spoke a short time ago with Orem Fire Battalion Chief Steve Pearson.
The occupants were able to get out safely and reported the fire in addition to the callers. When they exited, they found a fire in the garage and then with the car. We're not exactly sure where it began, and we've got investigators on scene to do that.
Investigators have not yet released a cause of the fire.
Springville police have identified Matthew Scott Nielsen as the person killed in an officer-involved shooting on Sunday. They say that Nielsen started shooting at them as they approached his vehicle after it had crashed into a concrete barrier. An officer was wounded in the shootout but expected to recover.
Tens of thousands of people are without power in various neighborhoods from L.A. to the Bay Area because of the latest storms. Transportation spokesperson Bart Ney says a section of freeway in East Bay was damaged by the heavy rain.
Significant rainfall has come down and it's damaged a retaining wall. About 250 feet has to be replaced. It's also caused a crack on the mainline freeway, so we can't have trucks running over that part of the freeway.
There are multiple reports of flooded homes, downed trees, and washed out roads. San Francisco's airport even lost power for a time yesterday.
Now our top national stories this hour. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell will announce today if the Fed is going to raise interest rates in its ongoing battle to slow inflation. And this will be the first rate decision made since the recent turmoil in the banking system.
Go a couple years back, a lot of these banks loaded up on bonds. They saw this as a safe investment that gave them a steady return over time. But what's happened? As interest rates have gone up, those bonds have become less valuable. The prices of them have gone down as the yield has gone up. There's this kind of inverse relationship when you're looking at bonds between yield and price. So when these banks then tried to sell those bonds, they had to sell them at a lot lower price than what they'd been hoping for, and that's how they ended up losing money.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze reports that most economists expect the Fed to announce a quarter-point hike, which would be its ninth one since March of last year.
Updates into the investigation of an inmate death in Virginia. Video shows a handful of sheriff's deputies and hospital staffers pinning Irvo Otieno down before officials say he died of suffocation.
That video is from a psychiatric hospital. It's hard to watch. It shows officers and hospital workers dragging and holding down Otieno for 12 minutes as he was cuffed and shackled. It's unclear why that situation escalated, but investigators are now suggesting a cover-up, saying it took deputies 3.5 hours to call 911, and the dispatcher was told Otieno suffered cardiac arrest, when in fact prosecutors say he was smothered to death.
ABC's Justin Finch in Washington says Otieno's family is vowing to get justice.
Millions of Americans are having a tougher time getting their regular prescriptions filled. A new congressional report says it may become a crisis.
For the last 2 years, American drug shortages jumped nearly 30%, making it harder for health care providers and sick patients to get the medicine they need. Senate Homeland Security Committee study says the pandemic made some shortages worse, but there's also been a short supply of 15 critical drugs for more than a decade. The committee is saying the U.S. must end its reliance on foreign drug imports, including from China, saying shortages are a national security threat.
That's ABC's Andy Field.
Governor Cox signs a bill creating the new Utah state flag. But KS on His Radio's Lindsay Ehrets reports he's asking the legislature to change the order in which the old and new flags fly.
Senator Dan McKay says he will honor the governor's ask to amend the bill so when the two flags are on the same pole, the historic or old flag flies above the new state flag.
I kind of wish we'd thought of that back when we were working on the bill because it's such a great idea.
Right now, the newly signed law has it the other way around with the new flag on top.
The historic flag isn't going anywhere. It's actually my favorite part of what the governor is requesting and put into his executive order is that it will, you know, receive some permanence and fly at the state capitol permanently.
McKay says this won't require a special session. The flag doesn't officially become the new state flag until next March, and there's a session before that. Lindsay Ehrets, KSL News Radio.
Time for First Look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. Let's go back over to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, I-15 traffic running a little bit slow southbound in Kaysville and a little bit slow on the northbound side as you go through the 33rd South to I-80 stretch. Now, the traffic lights appear to be working at 4100 South and Bangor Highway, but we do have what looks like a crash just north of the intersection blocking the lane. And so traffic having to move out of that left lane to get around it. That's why we have some backups there. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Police say lives were saved when a potential shooter was stopped in Tampa, Florida.
When he saw a man wearing a red and black devil mask, holding a 9mm handgun in one hand and a flashlight in the other, trying to get into Mons Venus Strip Club in Tampa.
I grabbed his gun hand and his wrist with both hands, and I turned it towards him, and then we started, you know, banging.
Security guard Manny Resto and another guard got on top of him.
I'm 350 pounds and the other guy's about 200.
Until cops came.
We could have been here discussing a mass shooting.
Tampa Police Chief Lee Burkaw thanking the guards. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.